A new law banning any insult to China's national anthem took effect last month. Hong Kong's leader has suggested the law could soon be enforced there in the former British territory. China's National People's Congress Standing Committee approved the measure on September 1st. Hong Kong is in the process of including the law in its separate statute book. It could be enforced in Hong Kong as early as next month. Hong Kong Chief Executive Carrie Lam spoke to reporters last week. Although it's been approved as a national law, she said, in order to introduce it in Hong Kong, there has to be some adaptation. Local media reported that the law could be used to target people who attend European football matches. In recent years, some football fans have shouted, booed, or made other noises when China's national anthem is played. Most people act respectfully when the music is played. Wang Guangya recently retired as China's representative to Hong Kong. He said the anthem law could be dealt with in a way that meets the requirements of the city's legal system, which is different from other parts of the country. I think that Hong Kong can do this in accordance with its own legal system, Wang told reporters. The most important thing is this. Any citizen of this country should show respect to their country, its national anthem, and its national flag, he said. Wang added that this is a fundamental requirement, which I hope everyone agrees with. Last week, Hong Kong Democratic Party Chairman Wu Chih-wai spoke about the issue. He said the booing of the national anthem at football matches was a way for the people of Hong Kong to express their dissatisfaction with the government in Beijing. He also said that enforcing the anthem law could backfire. Wu said there is a deep divide between Beijing and Hong Kong, one that is, in his words, getting wider and wider. They seem to think that this can be achieved simply by passing legislation requiring people to respect the national anthem, he said. Wu added, if they want people to show genuine respect, then they shouldn't be encouraging them to fake it. Last Wednesday, Chinese President Xi Jinping said that China's Communist Party will keep a firm grasp on Hong Kong and exercise full powers of governance in the city. I'm Brian Lin.